Hello everyone, this is Mimi here. I thought that I would do an audio boo while walking to the tanning bed. Well, it's been kind of a hectic couple of days. That noise you hear is my drink that I'm carrying with me. It has ice in it. Boy, let me tell you, this is a very hard class that I'm taking, and I am, like, pretty, you know, fed up with my professor a little bit. I told her, basically we had to do a reference page for our paper because she broke our final paper down into payments. I meant parts to lead up to the final one. And, basically I did horrible on my reference page. I got like a 25 out of 50, which is like really bad. It's a C. That puts me up to a C in the class right now. So my A went to a C. And, she is just not willing to work with me. Like, I have tried, like, she tries to explain it to me in emails and stuff, which she's communicating with me that way, and, you know, but I cannot see the revisions she's shown me, and I told her that I needed to talk to her, like, over the phone. And she is just not listening to reason. Like, she will not. She is avoiding all costs talking to me on the phone. And I told her vocally I would be able to understand this a lot better. But that's okay because, like, I sent her an email last night. And basically I told her, I'm like, if you're not going to help me, I will find somebody in the class that will. You know, and I did find somebody that helped explain it to me a little better, and she's going to help me, which is awesome, Marsha from church. So I'm very, very thankful about that. And it's just the point, you know? Don't beat around the bush with me. Like, be honest with me. Like, at least let me talk to you over the phone. I can better understand you that way. And for some reason, she probably is not comfortable with talking on the phone. Why, I don't know. But, you know, what can you do? I have to work through. And, you know, when I told her I needed to talk to her on the phone, her response was, what was her response? Read over the APA format again. And she just keeps beating around the bush and just will not call me. And, which I think I might have a better understanding of it, but if I do horrible on this paper because of formatting that I cannot see well enough to do that I need help with, then I am going to contact my academic advisor. Because, I mean, what kind of professor doesn't have a phone number where you can contact them? None that I ever knew. You know, so I'm basically facing a hurdle with that. Hopefully I can get by with it, and hopefully it's something that will be able to be fixed. So, I mean, she's working with me. It's not like she's totally avoiding me, because she is sending messages to me on the computer, but like I said, I better understand it vocally when she explains to me, like, I had questions that I needed to ask her. And I asked Marsha today, and she put it into better perspective for me. Like, I needed to go into detail, which I could better do vocally than in an email. And she just wasn't having it. I don't know. But if I don't do well in this class, I don't know why, that's for sure. She's definitely, yes, it's a higher level class, and I understand that those classes are harder, you know, I accept that, but she is a real stickler for formatting, because she even told me that my work is wonderful. Like, she said that, you know, it shows that you understand the material and that you're applying it. But, you know, it's all about the formatting and citing, and that's something I've always had a problem with in terms of grammar. you know, and it's just a big mess, but hopefully it'll get straightened out. We'll see what happens. I got a paper due tomorrow, so I'll start it today, which I'm pretty good with putting together a paper at last minute. I just got to make sure I get it in last minute in time. Hopefully Grammarly will check over the revisions in time so I can, you know, correct it. But we'll see what happens. And she's like, well, I'm breaking everything down in parts that way so no one's rushing to get their paper done by the end of the, you know, semester, quarter, whatever. But what doesn't make sense to me is, like, what we turn in is what we turn in. Like, the paper's not due for a few weeks, but we're not allowed to make corrections after she points them out to help, you know, better our grade in the class. That's what's not making sense to me. So, I just thought I would do a little vent about that. And on a more positive note, church service went really well this morning. And it's a beautiful day out today. I'm so glad the weather is just, the snow and everything is just done. So, I'm excited about that. Me and Dwayne went for a really nice night walk. And let me tell you, boy, a lot of people were partying last night. Like, we had to walk by three places that where people were having parties and stuff. And it's like, dang, what the heck? But, yeah, I guess it's that time of year again where the weather's nice and people are having parties. So, anyways, I hope that everyone's having a nice afternoon and getting out and enjoying this beautiful weather. Unfortunately, once I get home, I will be stuck in front of a computer working on my work. So, anyways, talk to everyone later.